Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Today on CityCast Houston, the Houston craft brewery scene has become one of the best in the nation with over 65 local breweries around town. But with so many options, trying to figure out where to go and what to order can be overwhelming. And since it's almost National Beer Day, I decided it was time to open up a can of knowledge with St. Arnold Brewing Company's Chief Marketing Officer, Lenny Ambrose, on the best breweries around H-Town. It's Wednesday, April 3rd. I'm Rahil Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Lenny, what's up, man? Long time no talk. Welcome to CityCast Houston. How are you?
So this is where you've ended up.
This is it. You've been like, where's Rahil? I'm right here. I'm waiting for you.
It's good to see it. Yeah, thanks for having me on. This is cool. I'm glad you're doing it. And in preparation, I kind of look back and listen to some of the old episodes. So it seems like you guys are doing good work for the people of Houston. Yeah.
That's what we aim to do every single day. And today we're getting people ready to go explore this incredible part of Houston, the brewery scene, a lot of great beers. Now, this is going to be kind of hard for you because you know I don't drink. You know I love the root beer, and we've talked about this before in other interviews. So for people who don't know anything about it, this is going to be the perfect interview. Before we start, I want to dig back into the history. Because it seemed like around 2015, 2014, around there, the brewery scene in Houston just exploded, whether it be with the craft beers, hanging out at breweries. I swear, I can't go a week without being invited to an event at one of the many breweries around town. When did this all change? When did breweries become such a big part of the Houston culture?
You know, it's funny to that exact point. St. Arnold, where I work, was founded in 1994, so it's our 30th anniversary this year. And Brock, our owner, talks a lot about opening a brewery in 1994 was a good idea in 2004. So, you know, it took 10, 12, 15 years for people to really understand what a craft brewery even was. I always kind of credit that to, you know, sort of like a food network culture in that people were looking for better food, better recipes, and that all kind of leads you to like a better experience and better drink and better wine and better cocktails and craft cocktails and things like that. So it was all this kind of same trajectory. I don't think it was one thing that just all of a sudden beer caught fire. I think it's that people just became more naturally curious and started to go out and look for what was out there. But I really do think it was just an evolution of what people demanded to now, you know, in the beverage world and basically everything else too, in the course of human history, we have the most options available. You're not, Rahil, a beer guy or a liquor guy, but if you want, you know, cherry flavored root beer, you can probably find that somewhere else. If you want turkey and dressing flavored soda, you can find that. Like whatever you want to drink in the world is currently available. So I just think all of those things kind of work together to bring us to where we are now.
And it's such a great scene, and there's so many different options, like you mentioned. So for our beginners out there, kind of give us a list of maybe three different beers to try, whether it be from St. Arnold, other places that are good beginner beers.
I think that for us, the one that we talk about for St. Arnold is lawnmower beer. It's good for after mowing the lawn. It's crisp, refreshing. You know what you're going to get each and every time. It's a German-style Kolsch, so it is certainly a great beginner beer, but it's also interesting, one of the ones that we keep coming back to each and every day here as brewers. So you may be introduced to the style from something like that, but it's also the one that you want to kind of keep coming back to all the time. I do like to travel to other breweries around the city and other beer bars. I just love brewery culture, whether it's our kind of big sprawling beer garden here at St. Arnold or some of the tinier like warehouse breweries as well. I feel like I can always find something, you know, really good no matter where I am. One of my favorite beers right now is a German Pilsner at a brewery called North Shepherd, which is just north of the Loop, in that kind of like changing area by B&W Meat Company. But a German Pilsner, it's a little bit complex, but it's really simple too, easy to drink. And it's a beer, since the first time I had it, I've been thinking about it. And I want to go back there and have another one. And then another beer that I really like a lot, and I don't know if they make it on a year-round basis, is Eighth Wonder in East Downtown Edo. Makes a beer called Haterade, which is a really low alcohol beer. I know it's a good name, but it's a Goza style, which means it's a little bit salty.
Okay.
And it's spiced with coriander as well. So it's almost like a little step up on a exploratory flavor profile, but it's still really light and easy to drink. I think it's under 4% probably. So it's still one to really introduce those styles if that's something you're into.
I'm glad you brought that up, that it might not be available. One thing I've noticed about the brewery scene around here, there's a lot of limited time only beers that y'all are brewing, whether it be at St. Arnold or other places as well. Give us some good, unique, limited time only finds that we should try out.
You know, I think that's part of that exploratory thing that people want. But when they come to our beer garden, I think they're looking for something a little different than they've tried before. And so that's what they're doing, not only here, but every other place. Art Car is our number one selling beer out in the market, but it is not our number one selling beer at the beer garden, which says to me, we're bringing in kind of a different crowd, but also, again, they're looking for something else. So we just released two new different beers that are only available in our beer garden, and you can only get them on tap here. I think a lot of breweries use kind of high alcohol, big, rich stouts as sort of those one-off beers that maybe it's a little too expensive to brew those, to release them to other bars and restaurants and stores. So it's a time for people to experiment, maybe use sort of wild ingredients, hazy IPAs or a thing like that. There's a brewery called Equal Parts that's really good with the hazy IPAs. And those use a lot of hops. And so they're very expensive to make. So sometimes they'll just kind of brew those for people that are coming into their tap room, and then also maybe can a little bit. So not only can you buy, you know, beers on tap, experimental beers, but sometimes breweries will do sort of limited canning runs too. So if you like it there, then you're buying it, you know, from the freshest source possible. So maybe you can get a 4-pack to go. And one thing that's great about breweries is if you ask to try something, they're going to let you try it. You know, just give me an ounce of that Imperial Stout with chocolate cake, in it. And you don't have to commit to the whole thing. Our servers and bartenders here are trained to ask people, well, what do you like? What do you usually like to drink? And if they've never been here before, it helps, you know, kind of steer them into the types of beer, because we all of us, every single brewery wants everybody to leave happy. So it doesn't really serve us if we're handing you something that you hate the whole time you're drinking it, and then you leave after one beer.
No, that makes sense, right? Make it accessible, make it easy for people to understand and try out things before they commit to buying a bigger pour or the cans to go, as you mentioned.
Yep.
Now, with so many breweries around town, there are, you know, bigger ones and then there's smaller ones, as you mentioned. St. Arnold is a bigger one, so you have a lot of options on tap. What are some other places you would recommend for people to go try out?
So there are so many in town that I don't want to get in trouble for not mentioning somebody.
Sure.
So here's what I'm going to recommend people do go to breweries in the way that I go to them. And then if I don't mention somebody, then it's not my fault. How about that? So I think the best thing for people to do is just go on Google and find the ones that are within 2 miles of you. Usually breweries are great places to take families. You know, a lot of them don't serve food, so you can bring your own food in, or at least board games. Uno cards is what we usually bring to breweries.
Nice.
So for us, I live in Oak Forest. So within a super quick drive, we have Walking Stick, we have Great Heights, we have North Shepherd, we have New Magnolia, we have Eureka Heights, all in that super close radius to my house. And we enjoy every single one of those breweries. So if you live in, I don't know, Rice University area, you would have Baylesson that's right there, a tiny little brew pub right near your house. And then you have some really great beer bars as well. So, you know, that might be your best place. If you live in downtown, obviously you have St. Arnold, then you have True Anomaly, you have Frosttown, you have Eighth Wonder, you have Equal Parts that are all within that like 2 mile radius. So you can probably even do your own brewery crawl around where you live. You know, if you're in Jersey Village, there's Senate Avenue Brewing that's right there in Jersey Village, you know, a place like that. And the former mayor of Jersey Village owns Senate Avenue, actually.
I didn't know Jersey Village had a mayor.
I know, right. Absolutely, absolutely. You're not in on the local political scene?
No, I missed.
That's your next episode.
Yeah, that's it. Jersey Village politics is next.
Right. It's huge. But I think at least to start there, if you're curious about the local brewery scene, and then that will just lead you to other ones in other parts of town and around the state and around the country.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's poppin'. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived. You mentioned that some of the places don't have food, but man, y'all have food, and there are a lot of breweries that have a lot of good food options, and the menus honestly are award-winning. Like y'all Stone-Fired Pizza, one of my favorites around town. When did that all change where you're like, you know what, we're going to put not only a menu, but a menu that is capable of competing against some of the top restaurants in the city, and give me some options to go check out?
For us, that changed once we were in this new building. For a few years, we just did kind of afternoon tastings and then the big Saturday tasting, and people could bring their own food. But we knew we wanted to add that element. Obviously, food and beer go very well together. We kind of started offering one thing a day just for lunch. But when we did that, even though it was limited food, we hired an executive chef right off the bat. We did not just want, you know, somebody that could warm up food in a microwave. We wanted to put the same amount of focus and excellence in our food as we did with our beer. Because if our food wasn't on par with our beer, then people wouldn't come back, you know, frankly. And then that grew to a full menu in our beer hall. And then we opened up our beer garden a few years ago, almost 6 years ago, actually, and added the pizza element. And I have to say, yes, I am biased, but a lot of times I'll have pizza elsewhere, and I just kind of wish I was eating the pizza that we have here at the brewery.
That major mushroom y'all make? Oh, I think about that all the time.
And here's the hack, add sausage to the major mushroom. Mm-hmm. But if you're a vegetarian, you can add vegan sausage too,
Okay. Because
we offer that. So little tip hack there for you. A couple other places is, so I mentioned Baylesson Brewing in the Rice University area. One cool thing that they do is they bring in food trucks, and a lot of breweries do this, but they bring in one that does a really killer steak night. One night a week. And there's a wine bar right next door too. So if you're not a beer person, you can walk over to the wine bar, get something from the wine bar, bring that over. You can do that with your beer back and forth too. So if you're with somebody that's not a beer drinker, you know, that's a great option. And I think that's one thing that brewery culture has kind of helped too, is helped other small businesses that are food trucks in the area. And I've had some of the best birria tacos I've ever had at a brewery parking lot. North Shepherd, I think, has JQ's Tex-Mex. And that's the first place I ever had birria, was in a brewery parking lot, because they were kind of introducing and enhancing those small businesses too. Like I mentioned, Senate Avenue in Jersey Village, they have a full kitchen. They're a tiny brewery, but they have a full kitchen as well. I think they do brunch. They do burgers. Their burgers are a killer too. So, you know, just take a look, because like I said, you can bring in your own food to some breweries, but also some of them have full kitchens, so you don't even need to worry about that.
So it sounds like there's so many good places where we can all meet up after work for some fun, for some entertainment. And I think all the places you listed qualify for that. Now we're going to go more into some recommendations when it comes to your palate, okay?
Okay.
Give me something that listeners should try out if they have a sweeter palate. They want a sweeter beer, if that makes sense. Give me some recommendations there.
Yeah. So I would say a Bock or a brown ale. Those are beers that do not have a lot of hoppiness. So hops are this little green flower that can add bitterness and spice to beer, but a Bock or a brown ale, and if you're going to step up, maybe like a sweet and roasty stout, or something like our cider. We make cider here at St. Arnold. Not every brewery does that, but we have cider, and we see a ton of people that are wine drinkers or they like sweeter drinks go to something like cider.
Okay, now when non-drinkers are showing up, right, as I mentioned, it seems like there's always an event happening at one of the breweries around town with so many organizations, because it's a great place to meet up. Now, I don't drink, so give me a recommendation for our non-drinking folks who are listening, whether it be the best root beer I've ever had. I'll give that recommendation at St. Arnold. I love it. I used to pick up a six-pack every week, remember? I loved it. But give me some other recommendations, whether it be non-alcoholic beer, a mocktail. What do you recommend?
Definitely our root beer, which is all cane sugar root beer, no high fructose corn syrup. We started making ginger beer recently too, NA ginger beer. And a lot of breweries around town are making hop water these days, which is like regular seltzer water, LaCroix type seltzer water, but instead of fruit flavors, it's hopped. So you get that hop essence without having the alcohol. And it's super refreshing. And it's definitely something I go to when I'm not really ready to have a beer. And it kind of satiates that need.
Okay, you've been given some great recommendations. And I know some of these might make the list, but I want Lenny's top three Houston beers that you love.
Take a deep breath.
I know. Right? Yeah, this is going to be hard. And I'm excited to ask you this one because you are on the Craft Brewers Guild.
Yep.
Okay. So you are board chair of that. So this weighs a lot here.
So, okay. I have to hedge slightly and say that the favorite beer for me, it depends on the time of day. It is a time and a place.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with my top Houston IPAs. Okay. And again, these are my personal favorites. Honestly, Alyssa IPA that we make, it's named after the tall ship in Galveston, has a really good bitterness to it. Alyssa IPA at St. Arnold. Wilson's IPA, West Coast IPA at Walking Stick Brewery is always a real home run. And then I think right across the street is Great Heights. And they're fruity pellets. Hazy IPA, I'm honestly not a huge hazy IPA guy, but if I'm going to have one, that's the one I would go toward.
That sounds awesome. One last thing before I let you go. One of the cool things about the brewery scene, and specifically with St. Arnold, I mean, you've mentioned it, the Art Car IPA, right? Is the art scene and the brewery scene, they've really tag teamed into bringing this really fun culture in the city of Houston. How important has that been? And tell me about the upcoming Art Car Parade, how y'all are involved.
Yeah. So at the Art Car Parade, our founder, actually this year, Brock, is the Grand Marshal of the Art Car Parade. So that's coming up really soon. And to me, that is the event that exemplifies Houston the most. I know the rodeo cook-off is a big deal, but funky, crazy, different cultures, you know, hundreds of thousands of people out there on the streets of downtown Houston to watch the Art Car Parade. I think that is what modern Houston is all about, because you get people from every side of the political spectrum. You get every nationality out there, everybody coming together. It's a free event, and we just love being a part of it. And that's why we named our top beer Art Car IPA, because we think that is Houston.
Lenny, that was great. Thank you so much, and I'll see you around town.
All right, man. Cheers. Buy you a root beer next time I see you.
That was Lenny Ambrose. You can find all of the recommendations in our show notes. So what are your favorite breweries and craft beers around town? Send us your recommendations on Instagram at CityCastHouston. And by the way, today's the last day to grab tickets to our upcoming live taping at the Rockets game this Friday. We hope to see you there. Find all the information in our show notes for your discounted tickets. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new. They want something sweeter with, you know, they want some, a, hold on, let me.